Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Finally getting the chance to speak to Michael Brewer, a member of the Texas Rangers organization, as news broke on Wednesday that he signed his contract with the Rangers and, well, now has a direct path towards the major leagues. And I know this last week or so, I'm sure, has been really crazy with the decision there to go to sign the contract with the Texas Rangers and not play baseball at Southern Miss. But instead of me babbling on and on and on, let's go ahead and get to the star of the show at this point here, Michael Brewer. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Man, just give us something. What's it been like to be Michael Brewer these last several days?
It's pretty amazing, honestly. It's incredible, a dream come true, every kid's dream that plays baseball is to get drafted. And, it happened to me, so it's kind of speechless.
Let's go to signing day, if you will. It was Wednesday. I've talked to Coach Bone, Coach Lucas. They both said that you had texted them on Monday saying you're going to sign your contract. And it's our belief and their belief that you were flown to Texas to sign that and then sent out to Arizona?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. There was that image that Coach Lucas put on Twitter Wednesday to kind of reveal the big news about you signing. Take us, through that scene, sitting there and looking it over and putting the pen to paper finally.
Yeah, he was reading it off and stuff like that, and, everything just goes through your head, like, wow, my whole life's about to change, I can't ever go play college baseball ever. And I'll have my first job here real soon, which I'm at right now. So, you just think about it real hard, and you got to go with it, So I'm excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you probably said it best when they're reading off the contract details. You're probably just – it's in one ear and out the other because you're just so taken aback by the gravity of the moment, and obviously – signing your major league contract is absolutely tremendous. Kind of give us your sort of the decision-making process for you. Why you eventually decided that you wanted to sign that contract?
I was just waiting really on the money figure and see what all was going to plan out. And when he got back to me that it was all going to work out, I decided that it's going to happen, and I'm not going to go to college anymore. So I'll let him know that. And then the next day, one of the head guys down there at Texas called me and was like, hey, you're flying down here tomorrow. And I don't think they knew it at that time, but I was in Hattiesburg at the point. So I had to drive 8 hours home. When I got home, got all my stuff ready, and then flew to Dallas, stayed there for a day, and then flew to Arizona. So it's been a pretty busy day. Week, I should say.
Yeah, no kidding. And so did you sign in Texas or in Arizona?
Texas.
Okay, very good. I think a lot of people are curious when it comes to education now, or where are you going to go to college to get your education?
They pay for that, so I could basically go wherever I want. So they pay for all schooling, housing, food, so I don't know if I'm going to go somewhere nice, if I'm going to go local. I don't really know yet. I'm probably going to wait till my career is over to see where that settles.
Okay, very well. You mentioned that you're at your job right now in Arizona, I presume.
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing?
Right now I am just working out and getting the hang of things. And we play games almost every day. Have every fifth day we have off. We play at 6 o'clock because the heat out here is unreal, and so it's pretty nice. I'm on my own, nobody's around. There's no more parents, so it's nice. I like it.
You mentioned playing baseball every day. You're a multi-positional guy. I mean, you pitch and you play first base. So have the Texas Rangers kind of narrowed down exactly what role they want you, what position they want you to really attack and be, be a strength in for them?
Yeah, I'm just pitching out here. Yep.
Just pitching. Okay.
Yep.
Are you you kind of sad a little bit to give up the bat? Because you got it, you swing it pretty good.
You know, I am a little bit. I'm excited to just really focus on one thing and just keep my mind at that one thing. So I've never really done that before, so I want to see what that holds and where I go from it.
Michael, everyone knows you're a very humble guy, and Coach Bone and Coach Lucas reiterated that when I spoke to them, reacting to the news that you signed with the Texas Rangers. But one of the things that I sort of posed to them, question that I posed to both of them, is the fact that, you know, you come from a very, very small town. I mean, this is, you know, you come from Hillsboro, Missouri. It's a town of, you know, 2,500 to 4,000 people, it's, you know, somewhere around there. And the insanity of just the thought that, you know, that you in the small town have a major league contract, that a major league team was looking at you, scouting you, day after day, you know, getting report cards on how Michael Brewer is doing, and then you get drafted by them, and now you've signed a major league contract. Have you sort of thought about it in that fashion, that, you know, I'm just a small town guy and here I am with the potential to be on a big stage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, not many people from Jefferson County have been drafted before, so, you know, a lot of people talking, word of mouth, people getting out there, like, when I went to Arizona this winter, I don't know if you knew that, for baseball, that helped a lot. Like, I got there just from people talking, and then somebody recommended my name. So I got in there from that, which I think going out here in the winter during basketball season was a big help. I think a lot of people saw me here and then saw what maybe I could become, and so they took a risk at me, and they took a shot.
Yeah, your basketball coach, Dan Johnson, may have mentioned it, that you were going out to Arizona for during the wintertime. All right, so I'm sure you expected the reaction on social media to be pretty big with this news that you were signing your contract with the Texas Rangers. Have you gotten a chance to sort of look at the reactions online and just also kind of give us an idea as to who's blowing up your phone these days?
Yeah, a lot of people have been texting and calling. So, but everything has been great. You know, everybody, I think, thank you, or congrats and stuff like that. So you know, I think everybody's excited for me, so it's nice to see. I have a lot of supporters out there, you know, and fans, so I think a lot of people are gonna be following me. So hopefully I do good and show them what I can be.
I'll say this, I know you are a humble guy, but I'll say this, I wouldn't mind all the attention either, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, the fact
it's
that you
pretty nice.
Yeah, the fact that you you know, could soon, here in the next 5 years or so, or however long it takes, be playing, you know, or pitching on a major league mound with the Texas Rangers. Have you sort of pictured that already, or are you just kind of taking it day by day?
Yeah, when we were in Arlington, we toured the stadium, and I got to walk out on the field a little bit, and you know, I pictured myself out there dreaming of the day. You know, I saw all the equipment, all the stuff they get, you know, that right there makes you probably the most hungry, the fire in your stomach, what gets you going, what you can work up to be and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm right here at the lowest level possible in the minor leagues. And, you know, you just really got to work as hard as you can, you know, get extra work in to get to the top dog.
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you brought the level that you're playing at right now. Is it rookie ball? Is that the lowest at this point?
Yes, it's also considered like extended spring training, so I got.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and what's the name of your team?
Right now we are Texas Rangers. I think extended spring training, rookie ball, it's like same name as the top dogs, but then I think as you get into single A, double A, and stuff like that, your name starts to change a little bit.
Yeah, that's when the team names will change for sure.
Yep.
Have you ever stood on a baseball field that seats 40,000 plus people?
Oh, Hillsboro, we played at Busch. So, you know, that helped a little bit. So, but no, I can't. Other than that, I can't really say I've played on a stadium that held that many.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, really cool to just sort of think about the fact that, you know, one day if you are pitching for the Texas Rangers, you're going to have 40,000 people watching you, and that you and that you know are watching you. You know.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, man. We'll sort of just wrap this thing up with just your, you know, your message to. I know it's kind of maybe kind of weird, but your message to athletes back in Jefferson County. I mean, this is an outstanding experience that you're going through, signing with the Texas Rangers and potentially becoming a major leaguer. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, every kid who gets into baseball dreams of making it to the majors. So, what's just sort of your message to your peers, if you will, about, you know, just sort of sticking with it and that sort of thing?
You know, really don't take anything for granted. You need to work as hard as you can all the time. You really need a tough coach, something like that, to push you all the time. I didn't get here by being coddled or anything. Everybody that I've been around has pushed me to get the max potential out of me and get everything I have. So really just work as hard as you can and you'll go from there, really. Your future is in your hands.
Yep, it definitely is. And one final thing, I promise. Was your hand shaking when you signed your name on that contract?
It was a little bit. I was so excited. You know, he was reading it off. I don't even think I remember any words he was saying. I was just really focused on signing the dotted line and getting out here and playing some ball.
Yeah, you're probably like, all right, man, enough. We're good. I'm signing, okay?
Kind of
things. All right, Michael. Well, hey, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, following you, calling games that you've pitched and played in and all that jazz, and we certainly wish you the best of luck. And I know the Jefferson County community is right behind you, and best of luck, and we hope to see you playing for the Texas Rangers someday.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Michael Brewer, member of the Hillsboro Hawks and now a member of the Texas Rangers organization, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.